This is Amy with her new iPhone 14 with my life without a home button. You know, I used to have a dictation button next to the space bar. That's gone. Now there's a dictation button next to the empty field where you're going to put your new text in. And it seems to work in two different ways. If I tap the dictation button, I hear the beep, I start talking. And if I hit the screen, double tap again, two different things happen. In some cases, it immediately ends the dictation and sends the message. I like that. But it doesn't consistently do that. And I don't know why.
When I look at my phone, if I want to dictate whether it's in the message field or whether it's in the to field, I always look in the bottom right-hand corner for a button that says dictate. Yeah. And I either double tap or split tap on that. You'll hear boom. And yeah. It'll then you do its thing and then do a two-finger double tap to get out of it. Give it a second to write itself. And then, like, if I want to continue with my message, I don't move anything. If I want to hear my message, I go to the beginning of the message, listen to everything. And then I know I'm at the end of it. And I can always press the dictate button again. And it will start right where it is. If I know I don't need to hear my message, I stop the dictation. I don't move my cursor. I type in the letters and then I start the dictation again and everything will end up in the right place.
Is the dictation button the same as the microphone?
No.
Yeah, and there used to be a button, I think was a microphone button. I don't know what it looked like, but it was just to the left of the space bar.
At least on the pros, you do see a dictate button that's near the text we are entering the text, but it's also one that should be down on the bottom right. Bottom
I haven't looked
right.
down there. Okay.
The bottom right. I usually use the bottom right one.
Okay.
The double tap, the one that you talk about near the text. I don't know much about that one, and I wondered if you know if just in general there's a difference between using one versus the other.
Yeah,
I've also have found that depending upon where you're. What you're typing in, sometimes the dictation button will be in different places.
But I've also seen on some apps, you do a dictation. I'm thinking of Safari, I think, is one. If you stop talking or do you give it, like a pause, it stops automatically.
Yeah, I
so
hate that.
It's really frustrating, right? Because sometimes you haven't quite finished your thought or you haven't quite got the search thing in right.
What it may also be happening is when you tap the dictation button, it may be seeing three or four taps instead of two. And so it's actually thinking you're hitting double tap twice, once to stop the dictation and the second time to send the message.
I've been taking a wicked break from, I took a long break from social media, but I want to get back into it now. And so I went to Twitterific and found out that doesn't work anymore with X. So then I downloaded the X app. Is that not very good with VoiceOver, the X app?
Probably not.
And now there's no third-party apps anymore, right, that you can...
That is correct. Apparently, people have gone to Mastodon, although I have not, but I don't usually use
Twitter
or Facebook
either. Well, so Mastodon, that's a whole different service, right?
Yes. Put in the support list, because Jerry does a lot of stuff with Twitter, Jerry and Mika.
I think, John, now X is the only game in town.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That is it. Okay.
Yeah.
I have iPhone SE 3. I have updated to the software update to 17.2.1 and the latest available is 17.5.1. There were some problems. I heard from some people that they were having some problems. So just want to confirm with all of you, you know, if anybody have problem with that, or I can update to 17.5.
So I have the SE1. I'm running the latest version of iOS 17, and I haven't had any issues with mine.
I have the SE, the more recent one, and I have had no trouble doing that update as well.
So I'm on the phone, like in a Zoom meeting, because I often go into those things via the phone rather than the Zoom app on my phone. And I want to unmute or mute, and I know it's the *6 to unmute. I almost every time have to do that 3 times. Before I hear it say, you are unmuted, or vice versa, that you are muted. Has anybody else encountered that?
I have heard this from a bunch of people. I'm beginning to wonder if it is a Zoom issue.
But the I don't know if those of you who use the Zoom application mostly on the desktop, which is what I do, but what I've noticed, I use Alt-A, right, to mute and unmute. There can be a significant delay before it says you're now muted or you're now unmuted. So I wonder if it's just a delay, Tina, if you did *6 just as an experiment and just wait, do it once and wait and see if anything happens. Maybe you've done that already, though.
You don't know how it's connected into the system. So, you know, we don't know if Zoom is like surveying it, you know, the testing it, checking the line every once in a while or how it works. So
my question, does anyone have the Ring doorbell and how is that working for them?
We have it.
Is it easy to set up? And
I don't run it. My husband has it on his phone. We have not had significant issues with it, but I can't say anything about, you know, setting it up without Vision.
The problem with the Ring, if you want to store the video, you have to pay monthly fee. And if you do it with the Blink, the system Blink, which is Amazon owns it, you can store it on the flash card. You don't have to pay to store the videos.
I think Steve Dresser may have done a demo on setting up the Blink and the cameras.
You might want to look in the on the archives.